is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
You're smiling, Daryl.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com, broadcasting live twice daily, right now from Fallon, Nevada, at the world-class gun event, Gunstock. About 200 of us here in Nevada from all parts of the country. We've got some surgeons and dentists and entrepreneurs, CEOs, retired military. The freeze dry guy is here. Gene Kelly's here. He's the CEO of AmericanGunsmith.com. Daryl Holland's with me, senior USAprepares.com instructor for defense. Daryl, we are going to be doing some really exciting things today. Let's talk about what's on the slate for today. What are we going to learn today, Daryl Holland?
We've got a great crowd out there today, Vince. We've got handgun shooting, defensive opportunities there. We have cowboy action shooting. We have some shotgun shooting. And most importantly, all of our attendees will get an opportunity to test and evaluate a variety of firearms, whether for personal defense or sporting purposes.
Daryl, you talk about test and evaluate. Can you contrast that with what magazine reviews say? For example, are we saying that maybe a magazine review might be slightly biased?
Well, you know, to be kind about it, absolutely. I've been in the shooting industry for over 30 years now, and the magazines, as you know, are supported by advertising. And when we have an advertiser come on board that's spending 40, 50, 100 grand a year, we really don't want to tick him off by giving a bad review to a product that may threaten him and cause him to pull his advertising. And in a defensive gun, as you well know, it's important that it works every time, not 50% of the time, not with one type of ammunition and not another. It has to work because we're depending our life, those around us, our family members and loved ones, should a defensive altercation arise.
So, Daryl, you've been at Front Sight. You were the original gunsmith there at Front Sight. So you know guns inside and out.
Well, that would be at Gun Sight.
Yeah.
With Jeff Cooper. You bet.
Gun Sight.
So
with Jeff
back in the late 70s, I took the second Gun Sight shooting course that was offered, and I spent most of the time that I was there fixing other students' guns. I was a student at Lassen College, so I had a pretty good background in 45s and was asked to come back by Joe Wisdom, who was Jeff Cooper's son-in-law, to be the Gun Sight gunsmith. And I did that for about 1.5 to 2 years and lived with Jeff and Janelle on and off during that time. So it was a great education for a young man.
Daryl, if I were a lady looking for a first-time firearm to protect myself and my family, what should I consider? What are the attributes, not the specific make and model, but what should I be looking at, generally speaking, and then let's get into the make and model.
You bet. I think it's really important for women to find a gun that they can bond with. Find a gun that ergonomically fits your grip and physical size. Obviously, a 5'2" gal that weighs 78 pounds doesn't want to have a 2.5-pound gun. They're usually going to carry the firearm in their purse, so having a gun that's relatively lightweight and compact is also important, because if they're putting a 3-pound 1911 in their purse, it's going to be heavy. They're going to go, you know, I think I'm going to leave it at home today, and that's the last thing you want to do.
Okay, so once they pick the weight, the only way they're going to be able to do this is by handling them, correct?
You betcha. I think going into a shooting center that offers live fire opportunities with a variety of guns, pick a gun up, feel it in your hand, point it, make sure that you've got an ample hold of the firearm, that your fingers wrap around the grip and that it points naturally for you, and then spend the money, buy a box or two of ammunition, step into the range and get a little trigger time, see if you can handle the recoil, see how the pistol shoots for you accuracy-wise. Those are all important things to consider.
Sounds like what you're talking about is this firearm is going to be there's going to be a marriage between this lady and the firearm.
Absolutely. I think any time that we go into the gun store, whether we're a man or a woman, there are certain things that just strike our fancy, whether it's the color of the grips, the size, the shape, the aesthetic values are probably the first thing that we notice. Mm-hmm. And then it's time to pick up and feel and further refine our choice from there.
So how important is laying the gun on a flat surface and picking it up quickly and being able to fire? How important is that?
I think it's very important because whether you're keeping the gun in the nightstand or tucking it underneath the mattress, when you're trying to grab it at night, it wants to flow and fit into the hand. You don't have seconds to try and adjust and use two hands to get the pistol positioned properly in your grip.
Do most first-time firearms purchasers that are ladies, do they select or gravitate toward a revolver, or do they gravitate toward a semi-automatic? What is their choice?
I think more than not, they get led in a direction by the salesman at the time, whether he's a proponent of a semi-automatic or a revolver. A lot of it goes into the consideration of how much time the individual is going to spend behind the gun. A mm-hmm. revolver, as we both know, is very foolproof, mm-hmm. As all you do is simply squeeze the trigger, double action, first round out of the gun can be a little bit iffy for first round hits, whereas with the semi-automatics, you have cocking levers, decocking levers, safeties that need to be taken into consideration. So this, unless the individual is willing to spend the time shooting and practicing with the gun, may be a little bit confusing.
You know, the process that you're talking about for a lady to buy a firearm doesn't sound like it's the common approach. It sounds like the correct approach, but I have a feeling that most women will buy a firearm without having shot it first.
You're probably right, and for all of our listeners today, I think it's really important that you actually shoot the gun. Yeah. Again, you're buying something that you're depending your life upon. It has to work, it has to feel good, you have to be comfortable with it, and most importantly, it has to be light and small enough that you're going to carry it. The best gun in the world, left at home on the dresser, when you stop off at the 7-Eleven and there's a robbery going on or somebody decides they want a case of free feelies, your gun at home isn't going to do you any good.
Now, you're absolutely right. We have a meetup every Friday night in Springfield, Missouri. And there are a lot of women that come to our meetups, and a lot of them are armed, and they feel a lot more secure being armed. Most of them have 38 Detective Special size firearms, 2-inch barrel, 5 or 6 shots, and that's what they seem to gravitate toward. Do you think that that is the appropriate, let's say, general firearm for a woman who's not going to be shooting as much? Would you be happy with that?
I think it's an excellent choice. I have a Smith & Wesson Model 36 for my wife that I put a laser sight on for. Mm-hmm. And I think that for women, the laser sight is an important thing, especially in poor light conditions where they may be afraid, their adrenaline's rushing. Seeing the laser sight gives them the confidence to make a much more effective shot. It also has a very important psychological factor for the perpetrator. If he sees the laser on his chest, he's going to go, you know, maybe I'm going to stop the advance here and wait for the cops to come rather than the coroner.
Interesting point. How important is the grip, the feel of the grip to the hand of the lady? So this segment we're talking about women. How important is the grip for the selection?
For the hundreds of women that I've taught over the years, I think it's probably number one, number two on the list. The gun has to feel good in the hand, and having a variety of grips that you can put on for them to test and evaluate is very important, whether it's a set of Pacmires, whether it's a set of custom grips or stocks, as they're termed. Very, very important in getting the proper fit, enabling them to have good instinctive pointing qualities and be comfortable in the hand. They also do a wonderful job of absorbing recoil, which is a major consideration for women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how important is 5 shots versus 6 shots for a woman? Is that a consideration at all?
I think there's a consideration there in that the six-shot gun's obviously going to weigh a little bit heavier, a little bit more cylinder weight, extra round weight. I know a lot of people are rolling their eyes thinking, well, that's not a lot. But it is. Most women, when you feel their purse or handbag, it's not a 15-pound item that they're carrying. If you can't get the job done in five rounds, you're probably not going to get the job done in six. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that in a defensive situation, as we're shooting, that we're trying to seek cover, concealment somewhere along the line rather than charging head forth like the military into the battle scene. You want to get distance between you and the attacker.
Daryl, when women look at their purses, if they're going to carry in their purse, they have to be concerned with, excuse me, with the hammer versus hammerless, right?
That's a consideration. I really like the Smith & Wesson Model 49 or the Bodyguard that has the concealed hammer. It inhibits you from having single action cocking capabilities, and that's an important consideration too. I think that if you have the time to draw the gun and you have enough distance between you and the attacker, that single action cocking the gun and placing your finger on the trigger is going to give you a much more accurate first round shot if you decide to fire and you can't defuse the situation.
How do you feel about carrying extra ammunition with a revolver? For example, if we're talking about a five shot, that's all we have, unless we carry extra ammunition. For a woman, do you think she should carry extra ammunition, speed loader, or are we okay with just the five or six rounds?
I would say that a large percentage of the women are probably going to be more than adequate with the five or six rounds in the gun. The problem that I see in training women and having an extra speed loader is where do you put it in the purse?
Mm-hmm.
You're usually going to dump the contents of the purse out on the ground in order to try and find those extra five rounds. Again, training properly, being selective, unless there's more than one attacker, you should be able to end the confrontation and then distance yourself from the situation or retreat back to the vehicle for extra ammunition.
Okay. Now, do you recommend that our lady friends have a purse that has a pouch that will conceal that firearm should they have a concealed carry permit, or just put it in the top pouch of their purse and just put their hand in the purse as they're going out in the parking lot at night?
Well, I really think that anybody considering concealed carry needs to get licensed for that. It's just one more feather in your hat should you have an altercation that, hey, this person was responsible enough to get a concealed weapons permit. It's going to look good before the jury. There's a lot of neat purses out there that have special compartments, and I'm a big fan of that.
Daryl Holland's with me, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about ladies, talking about guns and caliber. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2410. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6474, $832.37 for a half ounce, or $416.19 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6474, $832.37, and $416.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Daryl Holland's with me, and we're talking about guns, and we're talking about the event Gunstock right here in Fallon, Nevada, broadcasting live from the event. Daryl, let's talk about the gentlemen that are in our class today. What would you suggest they consider when they select a firearm for the first time? Because we have a lot of students in our class that are thinking about buying a firearm for their protection, and they've heard about them, they've read about them, they've seen television. What's the truth? What do they really need to know right now?
Well, I think the important thing is to go by and, again, as we suggested with the women, test and evaluate the gun for your personal size and comfort zone. Again, ergonomics come into play, and really avoid what I call the testosterone syndrome. Everybody wants to have the proverbial 44 Magnum, yet a very, very small percentage of people can handle the recoil and noise generated by these guns. Mm-hmm. And a poor shot or a miss is still a miss. I would much rather have somebody put, you know, 6 rounds in the forehead with a 22 than I would shoot somebody in the arm with a 44 mag. It's called stopping the fight, and hits and proper hits are the only thing that's going to get the job done.
Have you heard the term knockdown power?
Oh, yeah. That definitely goes around in the defensive circles, you bet.
And how do you react to that term? Is there such thing as knockdown power?
That's a fallacy, kind of like a politician saying he's going to protect your tax dollars. There is no cartridge out there that is going to afford you this proverbial knockdown power. And for those of you that hunt, put it in perspective this way, is that we're shooting 150, 180-pound deer, approximately the same body mass construction as a humanoid, and we're shooting him with a 30-06 or a 300 Win Magnum, and the deer oftentimes runs off for anywhere from 35 to several hundred yards before it expires. The deer doesn't get knocked off its feet. That simply is a nervous response depending upon where the bullet hits them. So get back to physics. Equal and opposite reactions occur here. If you've got a handgun that's capable of knocking someone off your feet, you're going to have a pretty hard time shooting it.
So number one is shot placement.
Shot placement is the key. You've got to either take out the mainframe or you've got to hit them in the spine somewhere that's going to just terminate the problem.
Class mainframe means?
Shoot them in the head.
Shoot them in the head. Let's talk about magazine capacity for the gentleman. Now, what do you carry?
I carry a Browning High Power. I've carried that for years. It's a very comfortable firearm for me. The ergonomics are there. It has a very acceptable magazine capacity, 13 and one in the chamber for 14.
And that was developed, 80 years ago, 70
years ago? Yeah, by 1935 by Jonathan Browning. Mm-hmm. It was kind of the next generation after the 1911.
Mm-hmm. And you like that because of the ergonomics. It's a little lighter weight than a 45.
That's correct. With I carry an extra magazine with it, so I've got, 26, 27 rounds at my disposal.
Mm-hmm. And what ammunition do you like to carry in your firearm?
I shoot the 147-grain Federal truncated point. I like that real well. Mm-hmm. I like the little bit heavier bullet for penetration, whether I've got to shoot through a car door or, through some gypsum wallboard, something mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. rather than a real light, high-velocity round.
Mm-hmm. And how do you react to the term cop killer bullets? What does that mean?
I really think it's media hype. Any round that we shoot out of a handgun or a rifle is capable of killing a law enforcement officer. There aren't any magic bullets out there that if we launch one somebody's direction equates to instantaneous death. Mm-hmm. That's just a fallacy. Mm-hmm.
So any bullet is capable of killing anyone?
Absolutely.
Okay. So it is media hype.
Most definitely. I look around, and when you look at the terminal performance, again, shot placement becomes the key. The Lowly 22 long rifle through the forehead is going to drop anything that we shoot from a 600-pound animal to a 180-pound human in his tracks.
Darrell Holland, what is a gunfight like?
Gunfights have really changed. Most people are under the misconception that it occurs like the high noon Western. It doesn't. 9 out of 10 times, you're usually surprised by your assailant. Most people have a tendency to kind of walk around in condition white, if you will, and they stumble into a problem. Any time that we're out there in the real world, we need to have our antenna up. We need to be paying attention to individuals, not let anybody get within our close reach circle that we don't know. There's a lot of easy ploys out there that the crooks are using now to gain access to your goods.
Darrell Holland, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We are here in Nevada at Gunstock. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com, or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
It's gonna be sliding. One of today's hot. Keep it. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're broadcasting live from Fallon, Nevada. Here at Gunstock. Dr. Howard Chain's here with us. The Freeze Dry Guy's here with us. Daryl Holland's here. Daryl, you have some outstanding credentials. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Well, when I was a young lad, I had the very unique opportunity to be the first gun sight gunsmith. And that really opened my eyes to a lot of different shooting opportunities. I lived with Jeff and Janelle Cooper for a year, year and a half, as I mentioned earlier, and I picked up a tremendous amount from Jeff at the time. As many of our listeners know, Jeff was just a marvel in the shooting industry and was really the forerunner for the Weaver stance, the 45 defensive pistol shooting, and I was pretty much a sponge in those early years. The gun industry has been very good to me. I've traveled all over the world extensively, teaching hunting and doing some different research and development work for different companies.
Okay. And when we talk about what a gunfight's like, let's get back to that for a few minutes. What really is a gunfight like? How long does it last? Is there the element of surprise, or is it, get ready, I'm going to shoot you?
No, I would say that the element of surprise is definitely the case. And as we mentioned earlier, most people are really unaware. They get caught by surprise. Somebody walks up to them. They're standing beside their vehicle. They break into their house in the middle of the night. There's a home invasion that occurs. So having your gun handy at all times is really important, but most important is situational awareness. Mm-hmm. Having your antenna up when you see the two thugs duck back in the alley and it's late at night, don't walk down the street on the same side. Switch over, turn, go back the other direction. If you see the contingent of the local motorcycle gang hanging around your vehicle in the parking lot at 10 o'clock at night and you're walking out with armloads of groceries, probably not a good idea to walk up to the vehicle and see if they're mistaken it for somebody else. So it's just called have your head on straight and pay attention. Always try and get away from a situation. A lot of people that have a gun think, oh, wow, I'm going to go hang out at the local Stop and Rob, and hopefully a burglary or a robbery will go down so I can be Johnny on the spot. That's not the right thinking. Avoid confrontation if you can. Think out of the box in order to get the drop on your assailant if he gets the drop on you.
So if a person defends himself in one of those Stop and Robs, for example, that we're talking about, what's the likelihood of the guy who is defending himself being arrested?
Ooh, he's going to definitely be arrested. The best thing that you can do after a shooting, in my opinion, is absolutely clam up. Don't say a word. When law enforcement asks you, you know, about details, what went on, tell them, I'm just too shook up. I shot somebody. I'm nervous. I can't talk. I can't think right now. Until you get a hold of your attorney and plot your defensive strategy to get your peanuts out of the fire.
So this is a bad situation, having to discharge that firearm and maybe take someone's life. It's the last thing we want to do, right?
Absolutely, but it is a necessary thing, and it cannot become an emotional or a mental block that inhibits you from drawing when you need to. A lot of people are in a state of confusion as to when do I really draw, or when do I exercise my right of self-defense for myself, my family, or another individual that may be in harm's way.
Daryl, let's talk about long-range shooting. What classes are available for learning long-range shooting? And there are other classes, too, but let's start with that one.
We put on a very intense four-day program at our Oregon and Texas facilities, and we build a very strong foundation for the shooter, understanding gravity, wind drift, special formulas and techniques that we've developed over the years to make you a very, very effective long-range shooter. We have students that are actively engaging targets out at 600 and 800 yards with their hunting rifle, enabling them to be very selective and effective in the field when hunting big game animals.
So what website would you suggest that we take a look at?
They can view our website at hollandguns.com. We have a very nice website. We give shooting seminars and classes around the country. We're plugged into Safari Club International. We've been guest speaker there on long-range shooting now for 4 years.
hollandguns.com, H-O-L-L-A-N-D.
Yes, sir.
G-U-N-S.
Uh-huh.
.com. HollandGuns.com. And you can always go to AmericanGunsmith.com to see some videos, right?
Absolutely. We've got some great film footage. We also have a lot of great information on our YouTube page showing proper bolt manipulation skills, bipod deployment, different hunting scenarios to improve your hunting and long-range rifle work.
You know, a lot of us guys think that we know everything, and what would we know, what would we learn that we might not have known by seeing some of these videos.
Oh, you're definitely going to learn proper bolt manipulation. That's something that everybody can improve on. Gun mounting, the proper prone position, bipod deployment. That's probably some of the most impressive things that we see, body positioning in behind the rifle. And then most importantly, the proper natural respiratory pause and allowing the trigger pull to become a subconscious act, not a conscious one.
Darryl, can you address all the safety training that we have we've received over the years, those of us that have been to gun-type training classes? Contrast that with what happens in a real gunfight, and does that inhibit our quick reaction?
I think it does in certain areas because, again, as we mentioned earlier, mindset becomes an important tool. Anytime that we're carrying concealed or we're entering into a defensive situation, our mind needs to be made up. Are we going to use lethal force? Are we going to draw the gun, seek cover, and tell the individual to cease and desist, stop? All of these things come into mind, and this is where realistic training comes in rather than just an orthodox training of shooting at a bullseye at 7 to 10 yards away.
Yeah, and also shooting at that bullseye 7 to 10 yards away, there's no one shooting back.
That's correct.
There's no firearm pointed at us. All the bullets are going in one direction away from us. And so the real situation is a little different, isn't it?
It is. I think that having reactive training or high-stress training should be part of everyone's education. When I teach defensive handgun shooting, we kind of rough the student up a little bit. You know, we don't punch him or beat him up, but we'll pull him to the ground. We'll make him shoot from a sitting or lying down position. He's got to extricate himself from the car, hide behind the car, shoot off around the front of the bumper. Try and put some realism into your training rather than just standing there and taking all the time in the world. You know, drop the magazine on the ground, reload the gun, set the gun up in a malfunction drill, forcing yourself to clear it, get back into action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think those are all excellent training events. I remember training and being on my back and shooting between my knees as if I were knocked down to the ground. And, you know, the first time that you shoot between your knees, it's a little uncomfortable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and two, you know, oftentimes in a situation, if somebody comes up out of the blue and punches you, knocks you to the ground, you may have to draw at those times. If somebody's got the drop on you, demanding your wallet at gun or knife point, it's best to maybe throw the wallet over their head or at their feet, giving you an edge to draw if you feel your life is threatened at that time. Just don't politely go up and hand them your wallet, because you may get shot or stabbed in the aftermath. Throw it at their feet, toss it over their shoulder, giving them the opportunity to look another direction as you draw or as you make your escape.
Darryl, do you have a preference for where you carry your firearm when you're concealed?
Depends on what I'm wearing or how I'm dressed at the time. I usually carry a cross draw. If I'm wearing a coat or a sweatshirt, something along that line, I have a little shooter's pouch that kind of goes in the front there, a little ditty pouch, and that works out really well. And I usually kind of do it in just a subdued color that matches my Levi's or sweatshirt, so it doesn't stick out.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever carry behind your back?
No, I don't. That's not a comfortable position for me. I just think it's kind of unnatural. It's harder to draw fast in that position. Mm-hmm. So I'm not like the old detectives and stick the .38 or my high power in the middle of my back.
Okay. Darryl, can we, in the last few minutes, can we talk about concealed carry stories?
Oh, sure. We've had a couple of individuals that have had some very, very interesting concealed carry stories. One was a gentleman traveling by himself late at night. He pulled into a rest area in the wee hours of the morning, and he noticed a car parked along the curb there with a lady sitting in it. So he gets out of the car and starts to walk down to the men's room, and this lady rolls the window down and says, "Excuse me, but my husband went down to the restroom about 10 minutes ago, and he hasn't come back yet." So in my friend's mind, the alarm bells go off. He quietly goes back to the car, grabs his pistol, tucks it in his waistband, and tiptoes his way down to the men's room and opens the door. And these two drifters have this old guy up against the side of the wall at knife point going through his pockets. Mm-hmm. So he managed to intervene with the handgun. There was a little bit of arguing going on until the two guys saw that he was armed. Mm-hmm. And then the tables turned. They locked him in a stall there and called the police. Mm-hmm. And they came and rescued everybody. But just imagine being in that situation after they got through rifling the old guy's pockets. Mm-hmm. Good chance that they probably would have stabbed him and mm-hmm. left him in the restroom to die. So there was a good case where a handgun saved the day. Another situation was another individual was traveling, again at a rest area. He was in one of the little porta-johns there, and he heard a vehicle pull up, and the doors just opened, and they didn't close. Mm-hmm. And he hears the pitter-patter of footsteps, and the guy starts trying to pull the door off the hinges, screaming, mm-hmm. come out, we want your wallet. Mm-hmm. Well, when they managed to pull the door off the hinges, he had his little chief special there uh-huh. pointed at him. One guy had a machete. The other guy had a club. Mm-hmm. And when they saw the handgun, both of them split in the vehicle. So it was his lucky day mm-hmm. to have a handgun.
Do you have any stories about women and handguns?
The women and the handguns primarily involve the rape scenario in most cases of the people that I've trained. And one in particular was the lady was trying to be abducted that way, and they punched her pretty hard. She managed to have her gun in her purse, mm-hmm. and when she was on the ground, she was able to get her gun out of the purse, and that ended the altercation. He ended up running off. She didn't have to shoot him. So the American Rifleman Association there, their magazine, and the Armed Citizen has some great stories about people who have used a handgun to save their life or protect their family. So that is really recommended reading for all of our listeners today.
Daryl Holland, when people ask you, people that are unfamiliar with firearms, ask you, Daryl, why do you carry a gun? What do you say? We'll talk about that when we come back on the other side of this break. I'm Vin Finelli. Daryl Holland, we are at Gunstock in Fallon, Nevada.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I don't know why they let me have the controls, but we have them. Daryl Holland's with me. And going into the last break, I asked Daryl what he says when people ask him, Daryl, why do you carry a gun? Daryl, what is your response to why you carry a gun?
Well, Vince, it really boils down to personal responsibility. I'm responsible for my own safety as well as my family and other loved ones that I may be around. Let's face it, the cop shows up after the fact. He's there to take statements or trace outlines on the ground, depending upon how the circumstance went down. And if you are relying totally upon the police for your protection and safety, you need to get your head out of the sand.
I met a state trooper in Virginia, and he told me and my wife at a gun show that it is not the police's duty to protect the individual. They are only there to protect the community. So if you're in trouble, they don't have to come to your assistance.
Well, there you go, right from the horse's mouth.
Right
and,
from the horse's mouth.
And anybody that doesn't catch on with that statement, again, you know, you better wake up and smell the roses. On another note, along that line, as many of our listeners know, a lot of the different states out there do not recognize your concealed carry permit. And oftentimes, if you get caught or you get pulled over for a taillight out, whatever, if they find out that you've got an unlicensed gun in their state, they take it away from you. You probably end up losing the gun. You're going to get fined, et cetera. And I am really concerned that whether it's the NRA, the ILA, somebody doesn't come to the rescue of these individuals with this type of defense. And that, number one, when you go before the judge, you ask him, can you guarantee my safety when I'm in your state? The obvious answer is going to be no. Mm-hmm. The next question is, well, who is responsible for my safety and my family when I'm within your state? Mr. Holland, I guess that falls upon you. Well, you accept my credit card, my driver's license, my vehicle registration, and my birth certificate, that you won't accept my concealed weapons permit from another state, yet you cannot guarantee my safety, mm-hmm. and you are denying me the right to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a pretty decent defense that we need to look into.
Absolutely. And sometimes I carry concealed, and sometimes I carry open. How about you?
I carry concealed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's more of a politeness issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything to prove with anybody. I think that the element of surprise is definitely an important thing in a consideration, because whether the individual's on drugs or he's some gang member that's trying to prove his testosterone levels to the other gang guys by taking somebody on that has a gun, I'd rather be able to take him by surprise rather than have him just shoot me behind a car.
No, I fully understand. I live in a very small hamlet in Missouri. And when I'm on my tractor doing my farming, I am a farmer. That's what I do. I carry open.
Mm-hmm.
And if I go to town to the farm supply store, it's an open carry. And there are two reasons why I do it. One is I want people to understand that they can do it.
Right.
They can carry a weapon. And I will walk into Walmart with mine, open carry. I'll walk around town with it. But most of the time it is concealed. But the point is that people need to realize that it is perfectly legal. It's within their rights to have a firearm.
Sure, and I think that that's really a good thing to bring up, because most people, as you know, are ignorant of their rights,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to firearms. So, you know, USA Prepared really does a yeoman's work in bringing these types of information available to the common man.
Well, I think that if we stop exercising our rights, we will lose them. Just like I think if we stop using cash, it will disappear.
Absolutely. And then it becomes control. And we simply need to get out our history books and look and see what happens.
You know, Dr. Howard Shane and I flew in last night, very late last night, and we went through TSA. And there was a whole herd of us. And everybody that approached TSA did exactly what TSA wanted to do. They went through the X-ray scanners, except for Dr. Shane and I. We didn't go through. So we're trying to explain to people that they don't have to follow the herd. I'm Vin Finelli, Daryl Holland, USAPrepares.com. We're here at Gunstock, Fallon, Nevada. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.